You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And now we are joined with the wonderful Dan from GEC and Fun Life Breakup Suite, and a plethora of other stuff, including Polaroids of Polar Bears, which people may have heard. And what else would you say, Dan?
Yeah, Churlington.
Yeah.
Date with the Knife, Fielding's Best Dancers, mm-hmm. Little Girls Pointing and Laughing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you came down here not too long ago with Khaki Department?
Oh, yeah, with Khaki Department.
Yeah.
And Either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I allowed to swear on this? I know that's like, you kind of, it's just my natural MO. I'll try and keep it low.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's
just
low, like, I'm in a ton of bands, mm-hmm. you know? And, kind of like, I don't know which ones we're really talking about today.
Technically.
That level of, like, too many.
Technically, we're talking about GEC, because you just released Why Does It Have to Be Beautiful? It Just Needs to Be.
Nice.
And we are talking about Shedding by Fun Life Breakup Suite. So that's who that's the hats you got to put on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to represent.
That is absolutely fine. Because to be honest, like, it's the strange thing. I've got lots of projects, and I've kind of tried to wrestle with why I've got lots of projects.
Yeah, yeah.
The common denominator now, the one that I'm happy to live with, is that I know that it's all me.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I used to think that it was like a part of me that I was trying to share.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have lumped all of this as one project, and I know now that it's all me.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's way more fun giving it a different identity.
Yeah, totally. So. Mm. Actually, I'm also interested in hearing about what's that new band you've got as well with with Fraser and Pete and is it Dave? Yeah.
Glass Ankles.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yo.
Okay. Another one. Is that one we might see come down here? Are you? Has you got any plans to come down here?
South Island and bands and me.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the bands that I've ever been in that have played and toured the South Island died.
Yeah.
Very quickly after. So I think, like, yeah, it might happen once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it'll be a one-time thing. It'll when you want to end the band, thing. You come down to Waipounamu.
Yeah.
Oh, yo. Yeah, the amount of bands that after a trip to the South Island were basically gone. I never want to see any of you. And we are absolutely fine with that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
kind of like, oh, cool. The South Island's amazing.
Yeah, I've had that with Australia. I keep every time I go there, it's a wonderful time, and I hate all of my friends afterwards.
That's it.
Very,
And there's something loving about being in a band, as well as living authentically and loathing a few of, you know, people that you've spent a lot of time with. I think that's important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that sort of
understand what true loathing is.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Well, maybe it's the real test, you know? It's like when you finally make it out of the South Island and this band is really something special.
Mm, true, yeah.
Maybe.
keep
maybe.
Coming.
Or maybe you're just too safe, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you survived the South Island, did you? You obviously didn't press too hard.
Yeah. what's been some highlights of your year since you might have last been on air? Have you got that could be musical, but it doesn't have to be musical too.
I mean, we were talking about this just before, but I'm going to talk about it again. I'm living in this firm space where I'm celebrating music and art
mm-hmm.
that I make,
mm-hmm.
Because I like it. You know, I like consuming other people's art as they have presented it to me, whether it's through physical release or online. Like, I just eat it that way. And I've never really kind of felt like mine was the type of thing that I could say that out loud. But last 12 months, I've been saying it out loud. And cool. I haven't really been doing anything, you know, like I've just made stuff.
Yeah,
and been like, yeah, I fucking love this.
Yeah.
And I dropped the F-bomb, but you know what I mean. And it's given me everything I needed it to give me, which mm-hmm. has kind of made me go, oh, shit, all the things that I thought that I needed to chase before for me to enjoy this thing, I don't. I just needed to be super stoked on it myself and be able to say it out loud, you know?
Cool.
And I hear all this coming out of my mouth, and, it all sounds like real yuck to me, but I'm going to continue saying it, you know? Like, I have to live there.
Got that tall puppy inside you telling you off.
100. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm most stoked on that. But mm-hmm. as far as like actual stuff, you know what? The SRNs for me were amazing this year.
Yeah,
were amazing. I got to stand in a room with people that were like me, mm-hmm. you know. And that's not one particular thing, but just a group of people that all are like, let's not be dicks, you know. You know, we can all be authentically ourselves here, mm-hmm. and it's not that it's normal. It's just that, like, relief, you know, that type of stuff.
Mm.
So from a musical perspective, that was my highlight, y'all. Cool. Plus, I got to hang with you when we hadn't hanged for a long time. You
know? Nice.
So, yeah, all of that.
And so maybe how did some of that, like, some of those realizations about your approach to music, how has that come into your most recent releases, this Geck, little, like, shared scrams? Then also, yeah, what you've been making with Fun Life. But let's do Geck first.
We'll do Geck. Yeah, so Geck, Geck's inception happened at the beginning of the year. And as I said, like, I just come back from tour mm-hmm. with a band called Khaki Department mm-hmm. that went to the South Island. And mm-hmm. fuck, we exploded, yo. And I mean that in the most beautiful way. But after that, that kind of, like, messed with me a little bit. So I started just recording stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded a Polaroids EP. Mm-hmm. I recorded a Little Girls Pointing and Laughing EP.
Oh, cool,
I recorded a Glass Ankles demo. And mm-hmm. I recorded this Geck thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat there. And then I thought, fuck it, I'm going to give it a little bit of life. Mm-hmm. And it's scrams from Fielding, you know? Mm-hmm. A little bit melodic. I'll let you know that, I said Fielding's best dancers before. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, there's only one other person that can do this stuff with me. He just so happens to be in the UK at the moment.
Yeah.
So, Geck's a band, absolutely. And it's a band that is formed from just wanting to make screamy, yelly mm-hmm. things with some form of melody sitting underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the Oruro River, you know?
Cool. And it's only like four tracks as well. Is that something you kind of dived in and had written, had prepared stuff to write for it, or you were just like writing while you're recording and just like playing around?
Yeah, those four songs took those four songs took 3 days.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think anything longer and that thing would have been a wank project, you know, like, oh, that's not its intent. Its intent was just to be visceral.
Cool.
And you can't live on that space for too long and it still has that kaupapa, you know. Get it done, get it out. The song titles themselves, I'll let you know, the first three song titles on there are in relation to the Khaki Department that blew up.
Oh yeah.
The last song title is it's quite obvious, Phil Collins really does hate Fielding's best dancers. So
right. How did you come up with Phil Collins hating Fielding's best dancers? How did that come to light?
I don't know why he hates us, y'all. Like, you should ask Phil. Side note, yeah, Phil Collins is also a dude that lives in Fielding.
Oh. Can't believe it. You're telling me Phil Collins and Dan Brown both live in Fielding?
I know. Two mediocre drummers who decided to go to vocals.
And so you've also put out this Fun Life Breakup Suite album as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I can, yeah. So Fun Life Breakup Suite is, I always said that it was the project that was 100% me. Mm-hmm. Like, they all are. I'm saying that now, they all mm-hmm. are. But that was the one that I was able to not so much hide behind. It was pretty to the front, what I was saying.
Yeah.
But this particular, EP... it's a story of my life being a, as I grew up saying, a half caste in provincial Fielding.
Yeah.
Knowing that I was adopted and where I fuckapuppered was in Northland.
Yeah,
and
true.
Also knowing that they don't know me, you know? So that's what this EP is about. It's called Shedding because I sit in the shed.
And I see the text about exfoliation as well.
Yeah, exactly. All of that.
Yeah.
It's art. Ooh, ancient shit. But fuck it.
Yeah.
You show me if you can do better. Yeah. And I'll consume it as you wish.
Do you imagine it like a snake shedding, or like is there another thing shedding?
I did actually think just like
or a cicada
skin.
Yeah. Cicadas shit a lot. And, that's
and
a
definitely
more
like a shell. Yeah, maybe a shell, y'all. Mm. Yeah, more shell than cocoon.
Yeah.
More something that you can hold and go, yo, I was in that before.
Yeah.
Cool. That particular EP I've sat on for a long time, which you know me, y'all. I don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
I sat on that EP for, I think, about 3 years now.
True, yeah.
Which is, and I didn't really understand what I was saying back then.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what I was saying now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was coming from this place of, Daniel, you're adopted, and you know where you're from, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now I know what that means.
Yeah,
which is,
cool.
Yeah, my feet are super strong where I am.
Yeah.
Because I know this other shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, it's
no
cool.
longer chasing, just knowing.
Yeah, it's cool where you can use music to write about those thoughts, but then it can actually help you like process those thoughts and then develop them. And then even further down the line, you can realize that you've come up with how to frame them and
therapy?
Stuff. Yeah.
I don't want to jump down that whole sort of cliched space, but yeah, it's been helpful, y'all.
Yeah.
Right, 100%.
Cool. Oh, very, very cool. So what's your kind of future plans for projects at the moment for writing, recording, playing?
I'm always recording, and I know that now. It's never like a case of me saying that nothing's on the horizon. Yeah, of course there is. There always is. I just don't know what it is until it's something, you know?
Mm.
I am releasing a Polaroid to Polar Bears LP, EP. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. It is kind of released already in its current form, which is a one-track, nine-song thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a track skippable LP, I've just released it as one thing,
mm-hmm.
which you can hoon now as one thing if you wish, or you just wait until the end of Jan and there will be a track skippable version.
Mm-hmm.
The track skippable version will probably not have the same songs on it. I'm just throwing that to the ether. Because why? You know, that sounds boring. Release the same thing you've already released. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I playing shows? Yep. Playing some shows. Either is kind of my active live band at the moment, or the band that I'm active in that plays live.
Yeah, cool.
And that's real cool fun. I'm actually like trying to learn how to use like tables and shit.
Mm.
Not
what kind
for
of tables?
Any other reason than like, oh, yo, I bought one of those real cheap like DJ to go things that you plug into a laptop.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you know, and you just like match it to 120 BPM.
Yeah.
Press the button and it does the thing.
Cool.
Yeah. I just want to know how to do the thing.
Yeah.
I did a Polaroid to Polar Bears release that was on a compilation, and it had this weird scratchy thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was from that.
Cool.
Like
awesome.
Yeah. Which, I was proud of learning how to do that.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm called.
The Wiki Wiki. Yeah.
that's kind of what's happening at the moment, but that's only because I feel like the year's been real full.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so kind of thinking too far ahead now is not necessarily something I do.
Yeah,
nice. This is the year that I've played the least amount of shows, but I've had the most amount of fun.
Mm, cool.
It's the year where I've done the most amount of releases and they haven't felt heavy. It's real weird, and next year might be different, so I'm not, like, treading this as, like, I'm going to continue doing this.
Yeah,
no, just see what happens. Yeah.
Cool.
Glass Ankles is definitely cooking next year as well.
Cool.
We've got a demo, which is on Bandcamp.
True.
We could buy that too. It's, again, a one-track demo. I think it's only got one track, and it's got, like, five songs on it.
Yeah.
Because we're dicks, you know? Listen to the whole thing. Mind you, that whole thing is probably like 6 minutes long anyway, so it's like a really mid-range post-rock song.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds very, very cool. It's a pleasure to have you on and chatting on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Have you got any other kind of things you thought you could talk about, yell out to the people of Votipoti or...
I just want to say, like, you know, and this isn't I'm hoping this doesn't sound dickish, but like, just be cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm going to throw this, and it's not to bring anything down, but unfortunately I had the misfortune of burying a friend of mine the other day who just didn't want to live anymore.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
And of course, one of those things where no one really knows what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So let's just be kind.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, in whatever way. just be kind. It's pretty fucking easy.
Yeah,
So I just want to say to you, and, you know, it's great to actually see you, yo. This is mean.
I know this is a radio
interview, but kind of fuck that for a little bit. It's so
good. Yeah. You know? Sorry, listeners, we're on a video.
Yeah.
Complicated affair.
Oh, yeah. Yo, apologies, listeners.
Yeah.
Hug your friends.
And
then
listeners, you can't see Dan's mustache, which Dan has a complex about.
This thing, it's so gross. But yeah, no, that's all I've got. Enjoy some fucking good times with good people.
Mm-hmm.
Make some music, make some art, listen to some, recommend it. Share your friends' art.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm. You got any recommendations as well? Anything you've been digging? You can only say two. Or zero.
It's hard. For me, I'm just going to say one, okay? Only because it's right to my forefront at the moment.
Yeah.
It's Pining Radiata.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
The LP that dropped, it dropped on the day that I needed it to drop, you know? And it carried me through that day, and it's carried me through the last week. And it's actually brought some people along with it that have never been involved in the space that I'm involved in,
you know?
And they've found this band through grief, and they're still in it.
Cool.
Amazing stuff. The type of stuff that you don't get attached to until life tells you you need to. Thank you, Pining Radiata. Give it a hoon.
Dope. Yeah, we'll definitely check some of that on. And yeah, thanks again so much, Dan. Really lovely to have you on and hear your wise words. And here we are.
I just talk shit, mate.
Hey, I'm trying to sell this to the radio. This is an interview. We're getting funded for this.
Right. Caffeine and cigarettes, kids. Caffeine and cigarettes.
Don't listen to the man. He's refielding. We're cutting him off. All right. See you, Dan. Lovely to chat.
See you, yo.
Awesome. That was Dan Brown there from Geek Fun Life. Breakup Suite and a suite of other wonderful bands, and what a pleasure to chat. We're going to chuck on a track from the new release once I figure out how to move some cables around, and then we'll be getting some more tunes. There's another interview coming up with James from the band Craning in a little while too, so stay tuned for that. This is Fun Life Breakup Suite with Shedding on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.